Last Friday, June the 1st, 2012, sad news hit that Jim Unger, creator of the Herman cartoon, had passed away. Evidently, Jim died on Tuesday, May the 29th, 2012. He was 75 years old. Hi, folks. Randy Cantrell here. Special episode of BuildANetwork.com. Just a fan. Real short audio message. Just a fan remembering a guy that has made me laugh for a lot of years. Jim was a UK person who transplanted himself to Canada. My first memory of the Herman cartoon, which ironically enough, not many people know, and it would be some years before I would find out, it was not named. The syndicators told Jim, you can't draw a cartoon without a name. I mean, people have to have a name so that they can identify this cartoon. And so they gave it the name Herman. It seemed very fitting to me. I first came across this in the mid-70s. I can't be sure of the year, but I have vivid recall of being still in high school. Maybe the first year of college. So we're talking 75, give or take. And I don't recall the newspaper, but my recollection is the New Orleans Times-Picayune. And I've not researched that to even know if they ran the strip back in that time. But it was some newspaper that I recall seeing it. And I was immediately attracted because, well, Jim had a very quirky sense of humor. And back in that day, this was a very non-traditional kind of thing. There have been a number of people in the world of cartooning who have commented that his work really paved the way for The Far Side and some other, I guess, what the cartooning world and the rest of us would call offbeat. I was very fond of cartooning from probably the time that I was in junior high. And I was not attracted to comic books. I was not attracted to, you know, the multi-panel kind of a thing. You know, this panel leads to this panel to another, you know, that strip. I just liked the cartoon panel, the single cartoon panel. And while Herman would on Sundays would come out with a strip, it was those weekday panels that tickled me more than the strips themselves. That was just a personal preference. And he became immediately not one of, but he became my favorite. At some point, I would later discover the neighborhood and Ballard Street. And here in the Yellow Studio, the works of art that dominate these walls are produced by, in part, Jim Unger. He was 75 years old. Speaking as a 55-year-old, that certainly doesn't seem very old. It may seem very old to you, but as we often say with talented people, no matter their age, too soon, gone too soon. I was saddened by it, but at the same time, I've got to be thankful that, well, I've got to be thankful that the man persevered. And I guess I'll leave you with that as maybe some hopeful message of inspiration. What if Jim Unger had not pressed on? What if he had not continued to draw and to try to share his offbeat, wacky sense of humor? We wouldn't have had Herman, and there would have been years of me walking around the house looking at cartoons, laughing out loud with Rhonda wondering, what in the Sam Hill is he laughing at? A lot of smiles. And so here, as we share Saturday Smiles with you today, yeah, I'm going to encourage you, look at these panels that I have reposted today for Saturday Smiles, and think about the talent of Jim Unger, and think about your own talent, and think of what it might be that you might be depriving the world of if you don't continue, if you don't keep it up, if you don't try to break through to whatever pivotal moment may yet await you. Because there was a time when the world didn't know who Jim Unger was, and you and me and all the rest of us, you know, there are these, well, dare I say, tipping points, or these pivotal crossroads that we come to where we start gaining some momentum, and we start affecting the lives of other people more than we have before. So press on and do that. Jim Unger, great guy, based on his art, and an inspiration and a source of laughter and smiles for me. I hope he is for you too. My name is Randy Cantrell. You obviously know where you're at, BulaNetwork.com. And you obviously know that the place that houses the cartoons that I laugh at pretty much every day, I call the Yellow Studio.